Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swacker. It's the 8th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, as you know, will be coming your way in about 5 minutes. We are going to start today's show off with a little bit of WikiLeaking. And in case you didn't know, there was a whole bunch of documents released over the last 24 hours from WikiLeaks about how the CIA has been spying on you and me. Particularly if you've got a Samsung Smart TV. Yes, in these documents, WikiLeaks is claiming that the U.S. spy agency was able to hack into Samsung Smart televisions and use them as covert microphones. Ooh. The program, by the way, which was called Weeping Angel, also had the backing of MI5 too. Yeah, that's the British spy agency. Now, how this worked with your Samsung TV is apparently it had a fake off mode, meaning that you thought you turned the TV off, but you didn't turn the TV off. In the off mode, the Samsung Smart TV operates as a bug, recording conversations in the room and then sending them over the internet to the CIA, where they rest on a nice little cuddly server there. Yep, it looks like we all got a little bit more paranoid on our Wednesday today, didn't we? I know, we don't really have anything to hide. It's more just privacy concerns. You know what I mean? I guess the only way around this, pull the plug. Speaking of pulling the plug, that's what happened at Microsoft yesterday. Yes, it seems that Xbox, Skype, Outlook, yeah, they had a few account login issues. Now, all of these at the time of doing this podcast have been recovered, but yesterday it was a hell of a headache. Although not all accounts were affected, about 80% of them were. And not only that, it was a worldwide issue. Now, Microsoft did acknowledge the problem, of course, and they said, yeah, we're working on it. And fair to say, it actually didn't take too long. Everything was basically back up and running by 9:30 in the morning. Eastern Standard U.S. time, that is. So I guess, yeah, it's not really news, isn't it? It's a typical day of Microsoft. Things work sometimes, things don't work sometimes. BBC and ITV are coming to the U.S. Yeah, we've talked about this before with the BritBox. Well, it's now launching in the U.S., and it's only going to set you back about $7 a month. Now, the service is currently available, of course, on the web. It's also available on an Apple TV as an app and Android. However, though, for Roku, Chromecast, iOS apps, it's going to be a little longer. Now, yes, you're going to have access to a pretty big library, including the classic Sherlock Holmes. No, not the one with Cumberbatch. This is the ones way back. And they're also promising that new and ongoing shows will air 24 hours after their British broadcast. So if you're a Brit stateside or you just love the good old-fashioned telly, $7, not too bad. And finally, oh, the world of automation. It's on our manufacturing lines now, of course. Hell, in some cases, it's in our kitchen. And before long, it's going to be in our hospitals. What? Yeah, that's right. The next nurse you meet may not have a face at all. A Belgian company called Be Well, oh, a little play on words there, is showing off a new product called WellPoint. What is WellPoint? Well, it's a self-service kiosk that's designed for patients entering hospitals or clinics. Basically, you go there, it has a touchscreen on the thing, and it'll quickly check for your basic vitals before you see a medical professional. Now, on top of this, there's a series of pre-analysis questions that can update your medical history, basically taking away the headache of sitting there with a little clipboard going, do you have insurance? Yeah, kind of. Aside from that, it has a little blood pressure thing that you'll stick your arm in on. Doesn't that remind you of those things you used to see in supermarkets? Put a coin in, stick your arm in, and then you can't feel it anymore. Anyways, when that's done, you'll stand up. Of course, it'll take your weight, see how fat you are. After you're done with that, you'll sit your butt back down, then you'll shove your finger in some oximeter that'll test your levels of oxygen saturation, and then you'll wait about 6.5 hours to see the doctor. That's the part where everything returns to normal. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Get on over there, check out our podcasts, and all so many other things to check out over there, too. Don't forget about our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN Slack room with our community. We'd love to have you join us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, yes, indeed, will be back on Friday. Again, no Thursday episode. Sorry, boys and girls. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have a lovely hump day. And thank you very much for listening.